Hey friend, welcome to the Ashley O Show. My name is Ashley O'Connor and I started this podcast when I became a nurse because I wanted a space where I could be honest about my experience caring for others. I knew I couldn't be alone. I'm talking about the fear, the obstacles, the trauma, and the challenges of working insane shifts, learning more than I thought possible, witnessing the most heart-wrenching and the most beautiful moments in a life, and doing it all while trying to take care of myself. Everyone said it was impossible to be healthy as a caregiver and I just refused to accept that as a reality. Now, I am living as a registered nurse turned health, fitness, and career coach for my fellow nurses and caregivers who are trudging through the same mud, trying to solve the mystery of how to stay healthy in a world that is telling you to put yourself last. The Ashley O Show is a space where nurses and caregivers come together to understand that their identity extends beyond the humans that they care for, where the hardest workers in the room can have honest and authentic conversations about what is holding them back and the changes needed to move forward. I am here to help you fit nutrition, fitness, and self-care into a life built around 12-hour shifts. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's definitely going to be scary, but it's also going to be more beautiful than you ever imagined. So it's time we commit to putting ourselves first, chasing uncertainty, and building stronger lives, careers, bodies, and minds than we thought possible. I'm so glad that you're here, and I cannot wait to see the ways in which we change the world. Hey girl, welcome back. Today, I'm going to peel back the curtain. We've got a bunch of stuff that's been going on behind the scenes, honestly, with our brand, with coaching, with my health, and all the things, and I've wanted to share, but I wanted to make sure that I had all my ducks in a row, if that makes sense. Honestly, some of the ducks are thrown on the floor. They're all over the place. Like, the ducks are not in a row, but I still want to share because that's really important to me in this podcast and on our Instagram community and anywhere we are, is that I am bringing you along for the journey. Anyone who's been listening this whole time, you guys know that I am not a coach who has it all together. Honestly, that doesn't exist. Just as like an aside, as an FYI, none of the coaches, none of the people that you follow who seem like they have it all together actually do, because that's the human condition. We all need to stop pretending that we've got our shit figured out, because nobody does. But anyways, I've been itching to kind of share more with you guys in this journey and in the changes that are happening. If you're on the email list, you know a little bit what I'm talking about, but I want to break it all down for you today, especially for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about. So we're going to be talking about two different things. One is a brand new chapter that's happening within our brand and within this coaching business. So I'm going to share a little bit about that transition that's going on. And then also what's been going on with my health. Because if you're on Instagram, you've heard me kind of hint at this and talk about it a little, but I have been on a journey really over the past few months. It's gotten intensified, but it's been going on for a couple years. And now we're finally reaching a point that I am getting answers instead of just trying to go through the dark on my own. Okay, first things first, we are changing our community. And we're not just changing a name. I know we've done that in the past. This community has been through multiple transitions, which thank you all for continuing to be here and continuing to listen and being through this journey with me. Like, I know so many of you who are OG listeners to this podcast and as part of this community, and I cannot ever express how grateful I am for each of you and each of you who are here for the first time or who have been here for a couple of months. Like, I am so grateful for every single person that listens to this podcast, because it still kind of blows my mind that I can talk into this microphone and put something online and somebody finds it in Tahiti. Like, that's insane to me. So as you may or may not know, we used to be called the Nursing Co-op when this podcast first came out. And even on Instagram, that was kind of our community page. And that was when I was a brand new nurse and I was just trying to make a podcast that I wished existed. And it was education. It was about being a new nurse and the fear that comes with that. I loved all of those episodes and they still exist. So any new nurses listening, go back to the beginning, because those episodes are built for you. But after a little while, the Nursing Co-op kind of felt like a box that I couldn't break out of. I was talking about education and routines and being a new nurse, and I was no longer a new nurse. Like, it started to feel like it didn't make sense anymore. And I was also in pursuing my integrative health coaching certification and my personal training certification. And once I got those, I was like, I want to talk about more health stuff. Like, I want to talk about more than we currently are. And I tried to add on like more wellness stuff, but it didn't feel like it made any sense in the beginning. So we shifted and became the Ashley O Show. And part of that shift really was because I knew that if it was just my name, that it could grow into anything, because I have really big vision for this community and for this podcast and everything else. I know that we are going to grow so exponentially. I know that our impact is going to go so much wider than I can even think of at this point. I have no doubt about that in my mind. But I wanted to make sure that our podcast and the community made sense so that we could continue to grow. So I wanted to make it a little bit more generic. And I think in doing that, honestly, looking back now, I went way too generic. And part of that is because for a second, I wasn't sure who I wanted to coach initially. Because again, for those of you who've been around for a while, you may know this, but for those of you who aren't, when I first left nursing in a traditional sense, so when I put in my 2 weeks notice in the cath lab and I was like, all right, I'm going to become an entrepreneur, I wasn't sure who I wanted to help. I know I was talking to nurses, but I was kind of like, maybe I could just help women in general because I'm really passionate about making sure that women have better lives overall. Like, that's very true today to this day. But I started this business and the first program I launched was kind of like just for any woman. And it was beautiful and amazing. And I'm so grateful for that first program because it launched us to where we are today. But after that program, where there were no nurses in it, I realized, oh my God, I miss nurses so much. They are who I connect with the most. I'm so passionate about helping nurses. What's going on in healthcare is still infuriating me, and I want to help change it. Like, I was still feeling this deep passion for nursing, just in a different way. And so we kind of landed where we are today, where now I've helped over 75 nurses, which is so wild to me, reach their goals and feel better and feel healthier and find jobs that feel good for them. Like, this business has grown so beautifully, and I'm so proud and so honored to have been a coach for so many of you. And for the past year, we've kind of hung out with the Ashley O Show because it was working and it was generic enough, but I was trying to make it as clear as possible with a description and with a subtitle to the podcast and making my messaging clear on Instagram. I was trying to make it clear that we were for nurses. But over the past few months, I've had this deep-seated urge to kind of just start over, to start a new chapter and make it clear. Make it crystal freaking clear. All of our shifts and each little pivot we took, honestly, the pivots that happen in this business feel like they mirror the pivots that I had to make in nursing to land where I am as a nurse entrepreneur today. Like, I had to pivot, make these small little pivots in my nursing career to see if this home felt right, if this home felt right, if this felt aligned. And now I'm finally in a place that it's like, yes, this is aligned. This is it. This is who I am meant to help. And same thing with this business, right? And with the podcast, started in one place, made a small pivot that felt a little bit more aligned, made another pivot that felt a little bit more aligned. And now we're finally at a place that I have zero doubt about who we serve, what we do, how I coach, who I am for, and who I am not for. And with this clarity came this like deep-seated urge to start over, to start it all over. Start fresh, start a new chapter. And I am in the process of really trusting my gut and that intuition, especially when it comes to business. I learned how to do it as a nurse, but now I had to kind of relearn it as an entrepreneur. And there's a little bit of mistrust that I have with myself because as someone who has ADHD, sometimes I have to question whether some of these urges and ideas are just impulses and impulse decisions that come with my ADHD, or whether they are truly aligned and an intuitive decision. And this I had to sit with for a few months to realize this is actually a deep intuition. This is a gut feeling that this is the direction that we are meant to go. And I'm finally at a place that I'm trusting it instead of just ignoring those feelings. And I wanted to just like plug right now, somebody's listening and you needed to hear that because you are doing the same thing. You have a gut feeling that you weren't sure about, that you maybe were questioning, like maybe you're just crazy, maybe you just, you know, flaky, maybe you're just changing your mind again, you're doubting yourself. Trust it. Trust your gut. So that's exactly what we're doing over here. So we are shifting. We are closing the chapter on the Ashley O Show in every way, and we're cracking a fresh page. So don't panic. All this means is that on Instagram, our community there, the Ashley O Show is going to essentially just kind of become a personal page. I may even switch it to private, but for the next couple months, I will continue posting on both as people make the transition. And if you're a non-nurse following at Ashley O Show, you can continue hanging out there because I'll still probably occasionally post over there recipes and things like that, but nothing super special. We are opening a brand new community. It's already open right now, and we're growing slow and steady, and it's beautiful, at Health Coach for Nurses. Because isn't that just perfectly clear? If you are a nurse or a healthcare worker listening to this podcast, and I assume that you are, that's where I want you to go follow. In fact, just pause this episode, run over to Instagram, follow at Health Coach for Nurses, and join this community because it's going to be incredibly aligned, incredibly clear. I'm going to be giving incredibly supportive advice. I'm going to be giving away so much when it comes to information and education on that page, and you will find a community of nurses that understand what you're going through and are here to have hope, to reclaim their health, and to change healthcare altogether. So that's our Instagram change, and just a teeny bit of the why behind it. One is because I want this to be very clear. I want our name to be crystal clear so everyone knows who we're for and what we do. Health Coach for Nurses, that is exactly what we do around here. And that's actually our website as well. I'll link it in the show notes because I just built that out and I'm freaking proud because I am not a tech person. So check out the website as well. A brand new offer suite is unfolding in that space too. There's going to be tiered offers. I'm going to be working on a membership CEU community where you can actually get continuing education. Oh, that's going to be launching this summer. I'm so excited. But other than just clarity's sake, on Instagram, when you pivot and when you change your name and maybe change who you're talking to enough, it messes with the algorithm. And our community, because we've been growing this for 4 years or so at this point, has not grown at the pace that it should. And that's because there's been pivots and it confuses the algorithm. So it's not showing it to the right people. And I can't even wrap my head around the algorithm. I'm working on it because that is how I sell and that is how I market. And honestly, those are my least favorite parts of building a business because I just want to connect with nurses. Like I just want to help. Sales and marketing is not what gets me the most excited. What gets me excited is to actually coach. But with enough like pivoting, so changing from the nursing co-op to the Ashley O Show, talking to women in general, to talking to nurses, it means that our growth has been stunted. And so we're going to start fresh. So I'd really, really love for you to join us over at Health Coach for Nurses because there's going to be so many beautiful resources there. I'm talking about routines and recipes and workouts and everything that you would need as a nurse who's just trying to feel your best while working one of the hardest careers that exists. And then let's talk about the podcast briefly. So the Ashley O Show podcast, we're actually going to close this chapter as well. And that does not mean that you're not getting a podcast. Again, don't panic. What it means is that I want to start fresh in this space too, because with pivots here, it also impacts who sees this podcast, who finds this podcast. So we're going to close the chapter on the Ashley O Show by June. So I still have incredible interviews coming out. You guys have to listen to them. Don't go anywhere. Don't worry. But starting in June, I am launching a brand new podcast that's very similar to this one, but just crystal clear. Again, our messaging is zeroed in. And if you are a nurse or healthcare worker, this podcast will 100% be for you and all of your nursing or healthcare friends. It's going to be called the Healing Healthcare Podcast. And my intention is to make it so that you don't have a break in your service. That's not the right way to put that, but I don't want there to be any disruption to your listening, I guess. So this podcast will close a chapter, and at that point, I am planning to have episodes ready to launch on the Healing Healthcare podcast so that the next week you can just start listening to the podcast with just a new title, but no change to what we're talking about or how I speak or who I am. Everything like that stays the same. No change to who I help or who I serve or what we talk about. That all stays exactly the same. If anything, just becomes more aligned and more clear. I have also loved answering your questions on this podcast. So keep submitting questions, like keep asking everything you got, and we'll continue to answer questions in the same way on the Healing Healthcare podcast. Again, it just becomes really clear, right? You know exactly who that podcast is for and what we're digging into. And that's exactly what I want, is for people to be able to find us, for nurses to be able to find our community so that we can grow. Because the thing is, we are meant to have a massive impact, bigger than we have up until this point, bigger than probably you and I can even fathom. I have a deep-seated gut feeling, this is one of those gut feelings, that this is what we're meant for, that together we can change healthcare for the better. And that may sound incredibly lofty, and you may be saying, Ashley, you're crazy, good luck, it's not going to happen. I refuse to accept the victim mindset that really is giving us that message. I refuse to believe that this is just the way that it is. That is one of our biggest core values, is that we never accept that it just is the way that it is, because that's just bullshit. That's just throwing in the towel, and we don't do that around here. And the only way that we can have the impact that I know that we are meant to is if we grow. And that means we need more nurses and more healthcare workers in our community. And I believe that this change is the thing that we need to make that happen. We are not starting over, but we are starting fresh. So go follow on Instagram at Health Coach for Nurses and stay tuned. I'm going to keep you guys, of course, completely updated on the Healing Healthcare podcast, because again, I want that transition to be incredibly smooth. But don't worry at all about this. Nothing changes in how I serve or who I serve. It's just a matter of changing some names and changing a page. So I hope that makes sense for all of you. I somehow spent 17 minutes just on that part. But now I want to share a little bit about what's been going on with my health. I know that this is kind of a weird mashup episode, but it feels like it's been a little while since we just kind of shot the shit. It's apparently a sweary episode, but it's been a little while since we just like chatted, and that's what this episode is. So for those of you who are here for a raw episode like this one, I love you. You're my people. I really appreciate you for listening this long as I have been rambling all over and we're going off on tangents, but let's talk about my health. So for those of you who have been around for a bit, you know that, gosh, it's been almost a year or so since I posted an episode where I was talking about my weight gain that I had experienced and what I was going to change in order to manage that weight gain and try and lose some weight. And in that episode, I think I really kind of blamed my weight gain on my change in lifestyle. Like maybe we were eating out more often and maybe we were a little less active. Like I was trying to figure out exactly why the weight gain had happened. I may have hinted to the idea of a hormone imbalance, like maybe going on, but I wasn't sure. But that's really the long and short of this, is that for the past couple years, I have had a steady weight gain happening. And I never quite understood why, because I never felt like my diet changed significantly. Of course, our lifestyle changed in the sense that we became digital nomads, and that comes with, you know, disruption to routines and a change in lifestyle. But I still felt like we ate pretty similar to how we ate when we were just here in Tucson. I still was exercising and maybe shifted that as I got more uncomfortable in my body. But for the most part, I just kept moving and tried to do exercise that I knew would support my body. So I never really understood why I was gaining weight. And it felt really frustrating. I gotta say, as a health coach, it's really hard to gain weight, especially when you're existing on social media and in a space where our bodies are often treated like our resumes. Like if I don't have a visible six pack or whatever, or I'm not lean enough, then I'm not a good enough health coach. That is what I have, the story I've told myself, but also the one that's kind of played out on social media. If you go to a coach's page who exists in a larger body, go ahead and look at the comments and see how many people are tearing them apart that they don't deserve to be a coach because their body doesn't look the way that it should. That really fed into my own belief in myself and sometimes in my ability as a coach. I kind of started to doubt myself sometimes because I'm like, I'm helping other people and they're seeing results, but for some reason I can't do it for myself. And anyone who's on a weight loss journey listening right now knows this feeling of like, what's wrong with me? Like, it is so easy to blame yourself. It's so easy to be like, I'm just lazy, or maybe I'm just not disciplined enough, or maybe I just need more cardio, or I just need to cut out this food group or eat less of this or cut this many calories. It's so easy to fall down the rabbit hole when things aren't working, and it's so frustrating. So if that's you, just know that I've been here with you and I feel you, and it sucks. And I'm sorry that you're experiencing that frustration. And that's something I want to help any woman deal with. But all my nurses, I really want to help you deal with this level of frustration. But the other day, I was taking pictures because, again, I got on another kick where I was like, oh my God, I feel like crap in my body. I don't have energy. I don't feel like myself. And there's nothing wrong with existing in a larger body. I also want to make that incredibly clear. We live in a society that really tells us like one type of body is okay and that's it. And that's not true. You can be healthy in multiple kinds of bodies, but I didn't feel good. Like, I felt tired. My joints hurt. Like, I felt foggy. I just didn't feel like myself for years at this point. And that was building up over all this time. But I reached this point, another one where I was like, all right, I'm going to change a bunch of stuff. I got to do something. So I went to take like progress pictures or just start pictures that were not great. I have to say, it was hard to look at the pictures and see my body the way that it was, because I think anytime you've gained weight or your body, it doesn't look the way that you think it should, we get really good at avoiding our reflection and avoiding looking at ourselves because we don't want to admit that there's something going on, or we just don't want to see it. You know, it's easy if you can just hide the problem. But I took these progress pictures because I was like, you know what? I would rather rely on pictures than a scale, because the scale just messes with your head. And anytime I enter any type of body composition change journey, I have to be really careful because I've had an eating disorder in the past. So I struggled with bulimia for years, as well as some anorexia, kind of teetered back and forth. And so anytime I'm making changes, I have to be careful that I don't go down that path again, because it can be a slippery slope. It can happen really quickly. So I have to be careful. But I'm taking these pictures, and I was taking a picture of the back of my body, essentially like using the mirror, and I caught a glimpse of the back of my head in this picture and realized that my hair has thinned significantly, that I could see my scalp, that I had some level of hair loss. And that's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, it freaked me out enough that I was like, I can't ignore this anymore. This is bigger than just creating a calorie deficit. This is not that simple. And this has been going on. And with any problems with our body, with our health, with honestly anything, the beginning, it's so subtle. It's so easy to miss these changes until you can't ignore them anymore, you know? So I remember back in when we first went to Denver. So the first leg of our digital nomad journey, we were in Denver. And that's when I started to notice like the two areas like on the side of your head where like guys will start balding when they like wear baseball caps, like kind of that's that point where they start to have the receding hairline, right? That was starting to get thin for me. And I was like, that's weird. I don't remember it being this thin, but maybe it was always this thin. I started to doubt myself. So I started to buy all these like hair thickening products or growth products, sprays. I tried all these kinds of things. And it was those two spots that I really noticed in the beginning. And It's so easy to, again, do that like back and forth in your head. Like, is this all in my head? Am I actually losing my hair? Or is this normal? Like, I convinced myself of that for about a year at that point, right? And it wasn't until I caught this picture that I really saw how thin the back of my head was getting, right at the crown of my head. And it pushed me to finally accept, like, there's something off with my hormones or something. And as I did more research, as I went down that path, all of my symptoms and everything aligned to a hormone imbalance. And so I finally made an appointment with a gynecologist, with a doctor here in Tucson who I don't have a relationship with. So this is a brand new doctor, but I knew we needed to see someone. I don't really have a primary care physician at this point, especially because we've moved around for the past year. I plan to establish care somewhere so that I can build a relationship and build rapport. But anyways, I had to start fresh with this doctor. She got good reviews. Like, people said that she listened. So I thought that that might be okay. I went to see her. And I have to say, as a nurse, as someone who's worked in healthcare, it was kind of a disappointing appointment. I realize that providers are stretched really thin, and I know that it's not just the providers, that it's the entire system that is at fault for so much. But honestly, I went to this appointment and I told them all this stuff. So significant weight gain, male pattern hair loss, brain fog, lack of energy, fatigue. I also had increased like hair growth when it came to like my face and in more like male pattern areas. So I was using the like dermaplaning razors more and more. This is also a symptom that can come with hormonal imbalances. And then on top of this, as someone who, since getting off of hormonal birth control about 3 years ago now, 2 years ago, so December of 2021, I mostly had regular cycle is what it felt like. My period would be really light. This is a lot of information, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. My period would be really light, but I kind of just thought maybe that's just the way my cycle is. But over the past few months, my cycle length had gotten longer and longer. And it's, again, it can creep up on you so much that it's easy to miss when suddenly your cycle goes from 28 to 30 days to 33 days to 35 days to 36 days, all the way to 40 days. My cycle was also just getting lighter and lighter. I really wouldn't need to change out my products very often. Like, my bleeding was pretty light. The color was pretty dark. Like, there are so many things that I just was not paying attention to because life was going on. And it's so easy when you see the weight gain to just blame yourself, to think that I'm just not doing enough or I'm just not doing this right. But all these other symptoms were just kind of piling up in the background, and life was so busy that I didn't see them until I couldn't ignore them anymore. So I went to the doctor and told her all of this, explained everything. They even got me to get in a gown. And I actually, anyone listening, I need to know if this is normal or if I just messed something up. So they hand me this gown at the OBGYN, and I haven't been to a gynecologist. I really just always went to primary care. And they leave me and they're like, okay, change, whatever. And I put this thing on and it's like a crop top version of a gown. Like, it cut off at like my belly button, basically. And I'm like trying to figure out, like, I'm like, this thing has to unfold somewhere. Like, how do I do this? And I gave up eventually because I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, maybe they just give women these like half gowns now, these like half shirts, with a little sheet that they gave me, a little paper sheet to put over all my parts. But I felt so exposed in that thing. Like, a gown already is an interesting thing to have on. It already kind of makes you feel vulnerable. But wearing a crop top with nothing on underneath was kind of a shock. So they have me get in this crop top gown thing. And the doctor comes in, never met her, said hi, and asked me a couple questions, like, never touched me, never examined me, never did anything. We just talked about my symptoms. And she's like, that sounds like it could be PCOS. Maybe, I don't know. Let's run a couple tests. And if it is, here are your options: hormone or birth control, or we can put you on metformin if you want to get pregnant. Like, those are the options. And I was like, I don't want birth control. That's not what I would like to do. But those are the two that she gave me if my tests came back pointing to PCOS. For those of you who are unfamiliar, PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is kind of an inaccurate name because you don't actually have to have the cysts on your ovaries to be diagnosed. That's just one symptom that people can have, but it's fairly common. It affects an estimated 8 to 13% of reproductive age women. Honestly, they think that a lot of women are undiagnosed, so that number might even be higher than that. And one of the big problems with it is that the symptoms often begin when your cycle begins, but we put so many girls on hormonal birth control, which is a quote-unquote treatment for PCOS, that we don't even notice that these symptoms are happening, or women get put on it when they're teenagers because they get acne or their periods are irregular, so they just put them on birth control as though that's going to fix the problem. And it doesn't. It doesn't regulate your cycle. It doesn't fix anything. It's just a mask. It's just a Band-Aid. And the moment you're trying to get pregnant or the moment you choose to get off of hormone or birth control, that's when people find out that they actually have PCOS. So that could be a whole other episode. But she ordered these few tests, and I was already doing my own research, and PCOS sounded like it might be aligned, but I was trying not to self-diagnose or get too hung up on that diagnosis. But I had already done some research, and she only ordered a few tests, and for the diagnosis, there were a lot more recommended, at least from experts in the field. So I ordered a few add-ons of my own just to try and cover as much as I possibly could. In addition, some of these tests were being ordered simply to rule out other things that could be causing it. You kind of always want to make sure that you don't have some type of cancer going on or some type of thyroid issue happening that could be kind of looking like or appearing like a hormone imbalance. And so that was what some of these labs were for as well, to rule out other things. So long story short, these labs for the most part came back pretty normal, which I have to say was disappointing. It was frustrating. I actually just wanted the test to come back like blatantly obvious that it was a huge imbalance or something so that I finally had an answer. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. This is the tricky part when it comes to hormone imbalances, especially for things like PCOS. So you can have PCOS with completely normal labs. You can have it without the cysts on your ovaries. There are essentially a set of criteria, and you need to meet 2 out of 3 of those criteria. And honestly, based on those criteria, they are so loose and confusing and vague that I could technically be given that diagnosis, but I'm not kind of claiming that yet at this point. But I was very easily and quickly dismissed by this doctor in the sense that she kind of sent me a message on patient portal. She didn't even call me, even though I asked. And I understand that physicians and providers are so busy, but she sent me a message being like, your labs mostly look normal. Your FSH and your LH look low. So we can get you on hormonal birth control, or I can refer you to an endocrinologist. And I asked her, I was like, okay, well, does that point in the direction of PCOS, or is that what you would expect? And she said, no, that would make me more think that we have some type of thyroid issue going on, which again, I looked all this up and I don't think that actually is aligned, but because all of my thyroid numbers were completely normal. But either way, like hormone or birth control is not a treatment for thyroid conditions. So she was offering me a solution that didn't actually make any sense. And it's honestly a terrible treatment for any type of hormonal imbalance as well. But she was offering me something that didn't make any sense. And it just kind of felt like brushing me off. And I no longer felt connected. I got what I needed from her and decided to pursue other ways to get to the bottom of what was going on. I had even asked for her to refer me to get a pelvic ultrasound, which is the other way you would see if there are cysts on the ovaries, another one of the diagnostic criteria. And she said, you don't need that. So I kind of just threw in the towel on the Western medical system being the answer to this, because I don't think we're very good at any type of preventative care. And I also don't think that we are good at women's health. Like, how frustrating is it that we don't understand our bodies enough? And this isn't just the Western medical system. This is also our school system. Like, women are not taught about their bodies, about their cycles, about what's going on, about what's normal and what's not. Like, I have learned so much more about myself in my 30s than I did growing up. Like, everyone just kind of told me that my period was gross and that I shouldn't talk about it. And here's a tampon and figure it out. Like, that's, or here's some hormonal birth control. That's going to fix all your problems, when really it's causing a bunch. Like, and the Western system is still denying all of this, even though we have so much evidence and so much research telling us that this hormonal birth control and the methods that we have and just kind of putting band-aids on all of this isn't working. That's a whole other soapbox. So anyways, I am pursuing testing with a registered dietitian and alternative practitioners through Gut Personals, where I'm going through initially, which I'm so happy to partner with them because I have so much respect for that company. I've worked with them as an affiliate, and I probably will here in the future again, because they make incredible supplements. They have research-backed strategies and methodologies, and their testing programs are a beautiful process where they really spend time to dig into everything with you. So I'm going through a different route to get more answers and better understand what's going on. So I will keep you guys updated as those results come back. The test should be here in a couple days, and then I will get results probably a few weeks after that. But here's what I know at this point. I know that there is some type of issue going on. I highly suspect some type of hormone imbalance is at the root of what's happening, because all of these symptoms are not normal. And I just encourage someone listening right now to stop ignoring the symptoms, the billboards, the messages that your body is trying to send to you, telling you that something's off. And I think, especially as women, we have been taught to ignore those things. And it's the reason that so many women get diagnosed late with severe conditions or issues going on, because we try and ignore them. We try and ignore the messages that we have been getting, the symptoms that we've been having, because we're taught that. We're taught that we're too emotional or too dramatic or too hysterical or too sensitive or too weak. We're told to suppress those things. And I don't want us to keep doing that. I want you to recognize that something might be off and get to the bottom of it before it becomes a much larger issue. The other piece with this, so in all the testing that I got, all the labs I ordered myself, because she didn't order very many of them. I ordered a bunch more to kind of get to the bottom of what was going on. One that really stuck out to me was my A1C. So I know most of you are familiar with A1C, but really it gives us a good picture of your average blood sugar levels for the past 2 or 3 months, essentially. It gives us a nice snapshot of what's going on with your blood sugar. An A1C of 5.7 to 6.4 is considered pre-diabetic, and an A1C of 6.5 or above is the diabetic range. So my A1C on this test was 5.5. Now, that's not technically in the pre-diabetic range, but for me, that is far too close for comfort. I did not have a previous A1C value to compare to, but I don't like it that close to the pre-diabetic range. My father has type 2 diabetes. He's had it for a really long time, and he's had a hell of a time trying to manage that. And so I'm already at a significantly higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes, and having an A1C that close to the pre-diabetic range was really alarming. And that's also a hallmark of some of these hormone imbalances, is that your blood sugar can become severely dysregulated, especially with something like PCOS. That is one of the symptoms that kind of goes right along with it. A lot of people who have PCOS are overweight and can become diabetic, are at much higher risk of becoming diabetic. So that was another just like slap in the face. It was another like affirming thing that I'm like, okay, I have to change something, because what I'm currently doing isn't working. And I know that the way that I want to treat whatever's going on is through lifestyle change first. Medication, I always want that to be my last line of defense if possible. Medications are important, and so many people actually really need them. I have zero issue with anyone taking medications. I think that they are incredibly helpful in so many cases, but I want that to be my last line of defense. I want to do other things first. So I have pretty significantly changed my diet at the moment. As you guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast a while, I typically will take a very intuitive, loose structure approach to nutrition. I do that with most of my clients, and that's not going to change at all. What's going on for me doesn't change how I coach, because I think we all need to find an individual approach to nutrition that works for us. So don't worry about that at all. But I have changed my diet to reflect more of what's recommended for those with PCOS. I'm just kind of going ahead and doing that because there's no harm in me experimenting with this to see if I feel better. So I have eliminated at this point over the past couple weeks, I'm not eating gluten right now. I'm not eating dairy. I'm not eating refined sugars. And I'm trying to avoid certain oils and gums, so certain additives to foods. Really just leaning into a very whole food way of eating and focusing specifically on more protein and fat than carbohydrates, not eliminating carbohydrates altogether, but really leaning towards a protein and fat and higher ratio. And that's just because of this blood sugar issue. I want to experiment and see if that helps me with my energy and helps me feel better, helps me with some of my brain fog, and helps me manage whatever symptoms are going on based on whatever imbalance I got going on. I don't have a perfect crystal clear answer, which I may never get. That may never happen. Sometimes it is hard to get a clear label to slap on something, you know? So many of us are fighting for that and it may not come. But I know I'm going to get some answers here moving forward, but I want to experiment to see if I can just feel better first through lifestyle changes. And I can say, at least a couple weeks into changing the way that I'm eating, I have felt significantly better so far just in changing my diet this way. It was a challenge at the beginning because, again, I get a little bit afraid and scared that if I restrict things or eliminate things too much, that I'm going to fall back down a rabbit hole that I have no interest in falling back down. And so I have to really pay attention and catch myself and see how I'm feeling about food, because I can get obsessive pretty quickly. So far, it's been okay in that sense, but I have felt better. And so right now I'm continuing, and then we're going to see what these results look like and see what the best path is moving forward. And I'm hoping that at some point I can add these things back in and have them feel good for me, because I was eating gluten and dairy and all these things pretty significantly for a bit here. And I have no problem with carbs or gluten or any of this. I don't want any of you to go out and just eliminate the stuff from your diet for no reason. But I'm experimenting and trying to keep an open mind that these things may not be the best for me right now. That it's okay to change my diet because of symptoms that I'm experiencing. And if it helps, it helps. And if it doesn't, then that's fine. So I'm keeping an open mind. I realize that this is a long episode, and I appreciate you guys for hanging here with me, for hanging in there through all of these updates, because there's a lot. And we'll keep talking about all of this over the next few weeks and into our new podcast that we're launching. But I wanted you guys to know what was going on, because if you're following on social media, you probably see me eat a little bit different or share different things that I am eating, hint at issues that might be going on. And I hate the like cloudiness. I hate the hinting and the secrets. I'm not trying to keep secrets. I just really want to understand what's going on for my body. Because I do know that there are a lot of women out there who are struggling with their own hormone imbalances or other things going on, or blood sugar dysregulation, that I'll be able to help a little bit better now once I can manage this myself. But I want to make sure that I get a good handle on it before I start talking about it, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think there's always fear with that. But I'm really glad that I've been able to share this with you guys and kind of fill you in on what's been going on. I'm really excited to get to the bottom of this and just feel better. I already feel better with the changes that I've made so far, but I know that I've got more change coming, and I'm really excited about that too, because I know that I'll be able to feel better, and that's going to make me a better coach, a better business owner, a better person. I'm going to be able to show up with more energy, because I haven't felt like myself for a while. Honestly, I haven't felt like myself completely the entire time I've had this business. So that's one of those things that I just can't even imagine once I can feel better again, how much we're going to explode in this business. Like, I think that's part of our potential is I just need to shake this off and get through this part and get a handle on myself and my own health. And we're just gonna blow up. I have no doubt. So do me a favor, a couple favors, if you're still here, because you guys are the best. One, go follow on Instagram at Health Coach for Nurses. It's all going to be in the show notes. So just go over there, click follow, and join that journey. Engage. Tell me who you are. If you can introduce yourself, that would be a beautiful thing. So go follow Health Coach for Nurses. And if you're not already, hop on the email list because I share everything first to the email list. They're the first ones to get discounts. They're the first ones to hear about programs that are launching. They'll be the first to hear when our new podcast is launching. Like, that's where you want to be. Make sure you're on the email list. And then last thing, go check out the website because I built it myself and I'm proud of it. And you'll see parts of our new offer suite on there as well, fully transparent on pricing and everything. We've got new things coming up. Like I said, we're going to have a continuing education membership coming here soon so that you can get your continuing education credits and take care of yourself in the process, which I think is just a beautiful combination. So that's coming up. And Healthcare Homecoming is going to be a digital course launching here in the summer as well. So stay tuned for both of those things. Check out the website. And yeah, I think I covered it all somehow in 45 minutes. Oh my gosh. So thank you guys. I love you to death. I cannot wait to see where we head here in the future. We're starting a brand new chapter and it's a beautiful thing. I appreciate you so much for sitting here with me through the vulnerability and all the sharing because it's a lot of information. And sometimes I get scared that I'm sharing too much. And I hope that's not the case because you guys do feel like friends. I know that I'm just sitting here alone in my living room, but it feels really cool that we get to connect in this way and that you get to listen and I get to hang out with you while you're doing groceries or laundry or whatever on your day off. Maybe you're cooking. I don't know. Tell me what you're doing, but I love you. I am rooting for you. And if nobody else has told you today, you are doing an absolutely incredible job. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening in and committing to your growth in a world that is telling you to stay small. Seriously, it means the absolute world to me. If this episode hit home for you, it would be amazing if you could share it with your friends or fellow caregivers and tag me at Ashley O Show so that I can personally thank you. That way, we can build an army of nurses, healthcare workers, and caregivers who are changing the narrative around what is possible and healing the system from the ground up. I will see you next time. I love you, and I am always rooting for you.